Welcome back to another episode of Magically Just Different. This is going to be very different. And also, I want to make sure you all know that there's a spoiler alert for Malcolm and Marie, the new movie that's out on Netflix with Zendaya and John David Washington. Yes. So, that's all for now. See you in the show. Deuces. Welcome. Some of you may have noticed that I have a surprise for this week. Some of you may be surprised. Some of you may be like, oh, I seen this coming from a mile away. But there has been a decision made, and I will now have a co-host. $10 to the person who can guess who that co-host is. Not for real. My new co-host, drum roll please, is Sophia.
Hey, what's good, y'all?
What is good? So excited about this because that one episode we did together, plus a couple magical moments that we did together, I really just have a great time.
Yes.
So I am now looking forward to having a great time every time. Every time. And it'll be nice to have a fuller dynamic and more perspective, maybe some good conversations. Mm-hmm. Are you excited to be here?
I am extremely excited.
Tell me why you're excited.
I'm excited. I'm actually trying to relax my voice a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But I'm really I'm so excited because I feel like we already have fantastic conversations. Mm-hmm. Naturally, oftentimes thinking like, oh, we should have recorded that. Mm-hmm. And now we can.
We're gonna.
And we're going to. And I think it's just gonna lead us into some amazing things that we get to share and bring to the world.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to these conversations too. Also, we plan on probably just recording wherever we are. So just forgiveness, please, because audio might not be that great. I mean, I know it's not been A+ already, but we're planning on just recording wherever we are. So if we're out running the streets and it's like, yo, let's do an episode, y'all gonna get this episode.
Yeah. You might hear cars. You mm-hmm. might hear planes. Mm-hmm. You might hear dogs barking, people talking.
Because we ain't got no studio. I mean, the studio we got, we in it right now. And they got four wheels. So, I mean, literally that's how we roll right now.
And it's all good. I feel like that's just gonna add to the organicness of it. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. just make it more fun.
Yeah. So this new show or new format of a show mm-hmm. is gonna come with things like opening up with gratitudes.
Hey.
Do you wanna do that now? I mean, yeah. I know we already opened up, but
yeah, let's do it.
You wanna go first?
No, after you.
Always. All right. I am grateful for this moment. I'm grateful that you want to do this with me. I'm grateful for this sunny day we have here in Seattle today because they are far and few in between around this time. I'm grateful for waking up this morning. I wrote up a bunch of affirmations that I needed to write down. Did some reading. I'm currently reading this book, Binti, and it's a trilogy. And the title is Binti. The author, I don't want to mess up her name, so I gave you the title. But the book is amazing. It's Afrofuturism, and it's, I can't put it down. And that says a lot, because I've put down about a dozen books. So
I'm right there with you. It's yeah. Does it count if I say, oh, are you reading a book? And you're like, yeah. But there's, eight of them.
And you've been reading them for years.
Right. Does that count as still reading a book?
No, actually. And I only say that because I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I know once it gets to that place, if years are passing, I'm not reading anything, obviously.
Right.
I've definitely started a collection.
Yeah.
I'm a book collector. Okay,
so maybe there's sections with it because I have, technically, if I'm I started these books, maybe there's a little over a dozen. But if we're going off of years, right? Mm-hmm. If we're going off of months, there's probably like six.
Okay. Six books.
Six books, which still counts, right? Mm-hmm. Is I'm reading them.
Are you though? When's the last time you picked up one of them?
Oh, I pick them up all the time.
And read them? Or like place it somewhere else?
I place it somewhere else. To hopefully encourage myself to finish it.
All right then.
Strategically placing the books in different places. I'll bring it with me. I bring it with me when I go somewhere. I'm like, I'm bringing this book with me. Totally going to read it today. This fantastic day to read this book.
Oh, okay. So let's just isolate the word reading, right? Okay. In the question. Hey, what are you reading? Not necessarily like picking up and placing or making sure to carry it with you, but like literally reading right now. Mm-hmm. The answer would probably be not much. Right? Like, to be most accurate and honest. We believe in living in integrity. I am currently reading this one book, Benty.
You actually have been, because you've been talking about that.
I read it every day. Like, okay, when I wake up and when I go to bed.
You are reading.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But I don't think you got to read the book every day to be reading.
No, but I'm just saying that's the difference between that and, like, the collection I got going.
True. Okay.
Is that I'm actually reading it.
I can hear that.
Like, if you were like, when's the last time you picked it up? This morning.
That's... And actually read it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's... Pages. And like I said the other day, I'm not even looking at the page number. Like, I'm not even anticipating this book being over.
But see, that's the sign of, I feel like, a good book. Mm-hmm. We're not anticipating. Yes. You're not like, oh, how many pages to the end of the chapter?
Right. So, all that to say, I'm reading Benty. It's an amazing book. Read it some this morning. The sun came out, took Iz out a couple times already. And for the middle of the day, that's a lot for him. And yeah, it's a good vibe. How's your day going?
My day is going great. Woke up just feeling good. Mm-hmm. Decided to like, oh, I'm just going to clean the house, mm-hmm. get my space, did some meditation. And that felt really amazing. And
oh yeah, gratitudes.
Gratitudes. Yeah. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for waking up to mm-hmm. experience this day. I'm grateful for being able to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever comes in life. And I'm grateful for my body. I'm grateful for
that's real.
My breath. Mm-hmm. And I am grateful for this moment to be able to share and join in with you on this podcast. Hey. Pew, pew, pew. And I'm really grateful for this journey. So
sweet.
That's where I'm at.
Sweet. So the other day when we were talking about how we wanted this to look, right? We're definitely going to get into this in later episodes. But today, because this is like an intro to Sophia, is there anything you want to say about yourself that people may not know, or that like who is Sophia?
Oh my gosh. This is mind you, this is on the spot.
It is on the spot.
Okay, okay. So
it's like an icebreaker.
An icebreaker.
Your name and everything you want to say after that.
My name is Sophia. Sophia Haddix is my name. And I am Seattle native, born and raised. I enjoy long walks.
Yeah, you do.
On the beach. And
or sidewalks.
I just enjoy walking. I love I love walking. Mm-hmm. I like sunny days. Love sunny days, whether it's cold or not. I don't know how far I want to go into the rest.
Cool. That's enough then. We'll get to know you over time. Anyhow,
I'm an open book.
Okay. Sophia, the open book Seattleite, born and raised. We got you.
This is where I spend most of my days.
Taking long walks. Long walks on the beaches of Washington. Anyhow, so the other night we're watching the movie that a lot of you may have watched, or may not have watched on Netflix. Malcolm and Marie came out, and we watched that on a whim. No real idea of what this movie entailed. And we decided for this first episode, we would just talk about how we felt about this movie.
Right.
So, naturally, once the movie was over, we had a lot to say. But here it is a couple days later. You have any other thoughts on it? Or any thoughts you want to share?
I thought the movie was great.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I thought it was really good because it was just genius in its writing.
Mm-hmm.
And the acting itself, that it was, you know, just one couple, wasn't changing scenes mm-hmm. as far as locations and things like that. And they were able to hold the whole movie, an hour and 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
off of an argument.
Yeah.
Or disagreement. Or just this tension of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself just blew me away. Because the whole time I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was captivated by it. Going through all the emotions that I felt connected to as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the ebbs and the flows of how these kind of disagreements can go. And I thought it was just beautifully shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still processing some of the things about it, but it was just really, really good.
What would you say is one of the most captivating scenes for you? Or like a scene that just like blew your mind, you didn't see it coming, and it was just like, oh, this.
I think there was a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
There was definitely a couple of them. I feel like one of the ones was the bathtub scene.
Yeah. That
and
was rough.
That was just like, whoa. Just the volley of the back and forth between them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, you know, I realized that John Washington, I feel like he's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was pissed off at
yeah.
him.
Yeah. We talked about
to
that
the point I was really irritated. Like, yeah. I was like, I don't even know about this dude. And then I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
He's doing his job fantastically. Because right. he was just being an asshole. Like, yeah. I was just like, wow.
I definitely was like, I'm not watching no more of his movies.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't even want to finish this. Like, I was just infuriated. And I was like, okay, he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, for sure.
But that was just a really powerful scene, and just the way it was so explosive but then went into something so deep mm-hmm. within a person's belief of themselves.
Yeah.
And their ability to receive love and the interpretation that has on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible. I really actually do want to watch the movie again.
I do too.
I might need a week, but
yeah.
What was it for you?
I thought it was absolutely moving, to say the least. I feel like movies that genuinely make me feel a way in real life are really good movies. Like, mm-hmm. if they take me on an emotional roller coaster internally, then I'm like, oh, I'm here for this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as far as saying, like, how it was shot, yes, beautiful. The way it holds your attention, the fact that it was in black and white.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer anything in black and white has to be strong to keep your attention. Mm-hmm. And not just strong, but also, like, kind of flawless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so easy to get bored if you don't have all the stimulation. So the characters actually had to supply the stimulation, because you're not going to get it in colors and hues and tones. You're going to get it from the scene, right? Mm-hmm. So that was a really good indicator for me. And then, too, yeah, just the whole thing. Like, I didn't know the whole thing was going to be an argument. But then the fact, like, I could feel myself in his character sometimes, like his frustration, like that whole feeling of like you just want the argument to be over and move forward. But also like it kind of caught me off guard because in these arguments you got to know their characters, right? Yeah. So initially it just starts out like, oh my god, this dude is such a dick. And he was, but also she was not without fault. And for me, it just had me reflecting on how relationships and arguments actually go. And I know we were talking about how I was like, damn, like this shit is harsh, but some people argue like this all the time, whereas like for me, I can't be cussed at an argument, not the way they were going at it. You know, it's one thing to be like, I'm just so fucking tired. But if it's like a fuck you, we don't need to be together. Like, like, oh, fuck me, we done, you know? And it was like just that strong language. And I'm just like, how can you love somebody and say these things? And like the bathtub scene when he was just like, you know, basically going for blood. And watching her just cringe, and it's like your body just like tenses up, and any moment like one of them, you're expecting somebody to get hit or stabbed or whatever. Like I just was waiting for violence the way the dialogue was going. But then too, it just helped me to realize like some people, like yes, a lot of people on Twitter was just like, oh, this is toxic and all these things, which obviously, but also, like, this is some people's lives. You know, like, you got people who be like, we be together, been together 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 5 years, 8 years, whatever. And then you have people who are married a super long time, and then you find out at some point, like, they were separated for some years, you know? And it's like, there's so much growing that has to happen. So, with them, in my mind, it was just like this young couple having this absolutely horrible argument. And they'll probably stay together. And this will be something they had to grow from. So I think overall what I walked away with from that movie was just like, everybody has their way of being in relationships. And there's no judgment to cast on anybody. Because, you know, like what this couple can handle, maybe I can't handle. You know what I mean? But just this overall picture of like, every couple is probably having these big ass arguments every now and then that the world will never see, and they still try to work that shit out.
Right.
Because I know for me, you know, like, I was just like, this is a lot. Like, where is the love here? So, anyways, that was my take for the most part. It was just like, holy shit. And just evaluating a lot of the conversation they were having and how they were having it, and like the big picture of like how do they come back from this shit. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Because it was really powerful in that way, the way that they showed so like the exposure of such a dynamic being played out in disagreement.
Even the parts, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Frustration. And it was just something that they don't normally, I think, showcase. A lot of times, like, okay, it'll be an argument, but it'll be an argument for, like, you know, just this high impact moment for a few minutes and then it's gone. Or this catalyst for something. But then it just took you really on the waves of what a night could be.
Yeah.
And so, and the deeper roots of people.
Yeah.
And their insecurities and the way they kind of move in the world and the impact that it has on other people. And it was just, for me, that's what I saw most from it. Was like, oh, wow, they really got in there. And just when they were kind of talking about at times of like, you know, this was your interpretation of what the other person's doing. Like, this is why you did this. I'm trying to think of, like, the actual, like, key points in the scenes to recall, but I can't really think of, like, the verbatim. I can't draw that out. But it was just really, really powerful. And I can see why people would say toxic, because especially like watching something that you weren't going into it, noting.
And the language.
It was. Yeah, the language, the, you know, it felt at times very volatile.
So much of it just felt below the belt.
Yeah, right? Where these blows were being hit and just people were being ripped apart. And like, and it, I could see how that could just bring up a lot for other people, or just hard to just witness and all these things. So I can see how that would just be like, yo, this is a ball of toxicity. And
a lot of it him towards her.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could see the disbalance in it, and him not being able to like really hear her, and just kind of always flipping it back on to the other person. Just, you know, there's just so many parts that you could just break down in this movie.
Yeah.
Which also makes me want to watch it again.
Yeah.
But it's, it was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I'm just thinking of some of those moments.
The mac and cheese.
Well, that one, but mostly where it's like, oh, this guy is fucking horrible, period, right? But then when he goes off and he's like, you got high and you was out fucking other dudes.
Yeah.
And I came and got you.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's when it, that's when something shifts a little bit.
Right.
And it's like, oh, oh, so here's more, you know?
Right.
But I liked, I like how you got to, because it happens in arguments, right? Like, you're in the heat of it, and then there's this lull, and in that space, you're processing shit, and you think you're over it, and then it's like, and another thing, you know?
Right, or right.
You're pro- and I like how they took us through the processing. And that's what I feel like you usually don't see.
Exactly.
It's a huge blow up. Somebody walks out. But it was like, no, we're in this conversation, and it's equally uncomfortable for us as the viewer, you know, as it seems for them in this film. So all in all, I think it was amazing.
It was. And I mean, if it has us talking this much.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
I recommend it. I'd also say trigger warnings.
Yeah. But if you know someone who has not seen this. Yeah, pass it along. Or don't pass it along, because it is also very, you know, hostile. Anything you want to close out with?
I'm just happy to be here. So I'm going to say, hey, y'all, I'm here. And there's going to be so much magic happening.
Yes.
And I am ready for
it. I can't wait
it.
To get into these conversations.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be such a good time.
It's going to be great.
Thank you, folks, so much for listening again this week to Magically Just Different. Super, super stoked about Sophia being with us from here on out.
Hey!
If you're looking for us on Instagram, it would be Magically Just Different, one word. If you're looking for me specifically, you can find me at Zaidi, Z-A-I-D-I underscore thriving, Zaidi Thriving on IG. Sophia, where can they find you?
They can find me on IG at all one word, my loving fool.
Sweet. We out. Remember, be great.
Be kind.
Be you.
There's only one.
Deuces. Peace and love, folks.